Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Paneling with us today is the successful King of the Wings, Jimmy Cerrito.
Thank you. His
trusted man about town, EQ, Eric, who, pretty good with the one line. Eric got the kicker line to go into the body of the show. Pow. That's pretty good stuff.
It's like
I like that.
He put him in the center square, Mike.
Jimmy, I got to say something about Eric.
Sure.
Eric, I have always known, Eric was born with the comedy gene. Don't you believe he was born with it? Because he's,
yes.
I think about all the times he's, well, you know, he's cracked wise with me at your fine establishment, but he's always got it. Eric makes one of the very few people that make me laugh pretty consistently.
He's good until he has about 12 drinks. Then it's all, forget about it. It's not funny anymore after that.
Eric, did you quit smoking yet? Have you stopped smoking yet?
No, sure.
Eric, you have to stop. I'm telling all my friends in 2015 that I want to stop. I want them to stop smoking. That's all there is.
I promise I will not smoke during the broadcast of this show.
Okay, thank you. We sincerely appreciate that.
Eric and I have a game we like to play. I always am lucky enough to be invited to Jimmy's Christmas party.
Yes.
And Eric is the best guy to hang with at the Christmas party.
And Rob says he loves it every year.
He doesn't have to do it.
No, I love going to it. And
hey, wait, hold on. I've got a copy. Wait a minute. I've got a copy of Jimmy's toast. Hold on. We've got it from... this year's
got enough time.
Here you go.
That's this year's toast, all right.
Thank you.
Eric and I bet on the length of the toast.
See, the joke was it just goes on and on. That's kind of what
we got a lot of thank yous.
Wait, you get the staff once a year.
You get their attention
once a year.
Or so you could throw two.
Yeah, Lord knows they don't hear your voice during the course.
It's not just a toast, sure. Mike. It's a meeting.
It's the one time a year that we all get to see Jimmy use a microphone, and it's exciting when he gets up there, and it's always fun. And usually the over under is 20 minutes.
What was it this year, though?
It was short this year.
It was under 10.
We wanted to get to the dancing. We all lost money.
A lot of people have said, you're going to Jimmy's again. I said, yeah, we're going. That's where we'll be going.
Where else will we go?
That's where we go.
It's the best place.
We're not a radio station. I'm not pretending that we're trying to go to 16 mom and pop places. We go to Jimmy's because that's where our comfort zone. I would go there on my own to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I'm going there, and I want all the listeners to come out.
It's our cheers.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. I know. That
yes.
about 11 years ago, Jimmy started an addition to his restaurant where he is building a new party. He named it. He put up signs about it. He's been on television. Those type of
yes.
But he filed necessary
paperwork. A lot of buildup.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. A nail hasn't been hammered yet. I mean, it's just incredible. Have they bulldozed the old part? What the hell is going on with your Buffalo wing? And I'm frustrated. I thought that I would be returning in 2015 to the brand new wing at Jimmy's
it's
old
really
town.
The yeah. least you could have done, Jimmy, is to have it ready for Mike's return.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No, this is not
that's fair.
Mike, or 7 years.
The one word is bureaucracy.
Bureaucracy.
It's taken.
Yeah, when you go to Jimmy's, it's a bureaucracy.
Right. Am I right?
Yeah, man. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah, ladies.
There we go.
It all started with, let's hurry up and get this place open. Let's go.
Remember you had that big fundraiser we all talked about?
Oh, we're still doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's still happening.
Okay.
JimmysBuffaloWing.com.
We can still buy a sticker?
Yeah. I'll give you a free one, Rob.
And incidentally, feel free to put your hand up and tell me to stop talking if you don't want me to ask about this. But I'm just curious.
No. I want to tell you what's going on.
Okay.
But we want to do it right. So every time we turn a corner, we say, well, do we want to do it this way or this way? Like a question. Do you like hardwood floor? Or do you like a tile floor that looks like hardwood? Well, let's look into it. Let's ask 100 people. Let's go to 10,000 websites.
Do you like pasties or nudes?
There's decisions to be made.
Oscar's all horned up today.
A restaurant, you got to get a certain license, right?
Exactly. After comparing me to a prostitute, now he's talking about, do you like pasties or... Well, I would go with the tile floor that looks like hardwood.
If anybody's going to turn you out...
It's going to be Jimmy.
What's
the timeline here? That's a good, fair question.
But we are this close, this close
to what?
America, to getting approval finally, so that we can hammer a nail. It's gone through the health department.
Yeah. Had to go on there.
It's gone to the Fairfax County Fire Marshal's office.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and
the
now
and instantly, office. I'm keeping it in my pants here because the fact is, I could go off right now because I know what he's dealing with.
It's nuts,
and I know you run a bar, run a bar in the wonderful Commonwealth of
it's nuts.
Nazi Virginia. I'm sorry, Northern Virginia, and see what it's like to try to deal with the rules, the local rules and regulations,
and it's further
and the
complicated.
People that gravitate to it
by it's the fact incredible. That it's a historical building, right?
It went through the historical society. We had to pass all that. The guy who's driving the train is Rich Hostelli, Biker Rich, the architect.
If you want to know Biker Rich, if you watch The Celebrity Apprentice,
yes.
A blonder version of Rich Hostelli, and Carl and I were talking about this watching the show. Rich Hostelli is a blonder version of Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Jimmy, you
God.
Have to watch.
No.
I regret being straight.
Yeah. No, hold on a second. You have to watch this show and tell me if the man, and I'm not talking about the pure looks. I'm talking about the complete mannerisms.
Yeah.
This guy is a doppelganger for Rich Hostelli.
All right.
And Rich is the guy that rode out to Sturgis with Jimmy and I, and it is so funny to see the way he is, because Rich is a can-do guy, but he's a super mellow guy who steps up when he needs to step up. I've been out with the guy in a lot of situations, so he's the guy that's kind of handling all your plans and running through the
he's the lead architect. Uncle Dave was the original architect, but
what happened to him?
I believe the quote was,
did you say yeah. Uncle Dave was the original lead architect?
Yes, when we started the project back in 1960.
That was for the White House.
Yeah.
He's an architect. But
give me the plans. I'll get it through. I'm Uncle Dave. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
Can't do it without me.
You don't need plumbing.
Can't do it without me. I don't need floors.
Wait, I can see Uncle Dave. Can you see Uncle Dave going to a planning meeting? You know, where are your outlets going to be? Well, where are your outlets going to be?
Right. Mike, Rich Hostelli got us through the historical society meeting, the town hearing, all those big shots up on.
All right, how many people on that board? How many people were there at that meeting?
Oh, there was like 14 of them up there.
14?
When the meeting started and Uncle Dave came in, did they say he was the thing protecting?
Yes. Rob, no. Rich couldn't make it to the meeting, so Uncle Dave stood in for him, and Uncle Dave represented Jimmy's at this meeting.
I think you're all full of crap.
TMOS Classic. I'm so excited to tell you about our sponsor, Avocado Green Mattress. I know for a fact how important a quality mattress is to our sleep, mood, and overall health. Avocado certified organic mattresses, pillows, and solid wood furniture are made without harmful chemicals, with thoughtfully chosen materials designed to support healthier living and more restorative sleep. A great mattress is the key to great sleep, and the Avocado mattress can give you the best sleep of your life. Better sleep changes your mornings, your energy, and can improve the quality of your entire day. Avocado's mattresses are built to last with durable, high-quality materials. Their products are an investment in long-term vitality, not a short-term fix. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Plus, no regrets ever. Avocado's sleep trials of up to 1 year ensure you're getting the best mattress for you. Avocado, dream of better. And now they're having a great sale on mattresses. Go to avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS to get up to 15% off. That's avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS for up to 15% off mattresses. avocadogreenmattress.com/TMOS, because you can use the snooze. Every year I tell myself I'll get better about meal planning, and every year life gets busy and it falls apart. What finally clicked for me is realizing that meals don't have to look one specific way. They just have to fit your life. That's what Marley Spoon does. Marley Spoon actually adapts with you. Some nights you cook, some nights you heat, some nights you just need dinner done fast. And they've got options for all of it. Meals fit your schedule, not the other way around. Everything chef designed, made with quality ingredients and better balanced enough to feel good about. And for those nights when you need dinner like yesterday, Marley Spoon's prepared meals are exactly what they sound like. Convenient, delicious, and on the table fast. And if you've got a few extra minutes, they have some great 20-minute options too. My personal favorite hack, the tray bake dinners. You literally throw everything in one tray and boom, you're done. They even include the tray. My favorite recent meal from Marley Spoon was their barbecue chicken with pimento cheese grits. But don't sleep on the meatloaf with creamy mustard sauce. Outstanding. This new year, fast track your way to eating well with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. That's marleyspoon.com/offer/TMOS for up to 25 free meals. Let's eat.
This episode is sponsored by Kalshi, the largest prediction market in the United States. Kalshi lets you trade on real-world events, not against a sports book, but peer-to-peer like a market. You're trading directly with other users, not the house. Here's how it works. If you think something will happen, you buy a yes contract. If you think it won't happen, you buy a no contract. It could be sports outcomes, entertainment awards, even political events. And just like stocks, you can get in and out at any time. Lock in gains or limit your losses based on how things are moving. Kalshi also lets you combine multiple predictions into combos, giving you the chance to multiply your payouts by being right across different events. In short, Kalshi is where you put your money where your prediction is. Download the Kalshi app or go to kalshi.com/r/SB60 and use the promo code SB60. When you deposit $100, you'll get $10 free to start trading. That's kalshi.com/r/SB60, promo code SB60.
Most years, for a very long time, I have usually used a silly little voice.
Yes.
And called the Butterball Turkey Hotline to discuss my turkey. And the goal is usually to see how long I can keep them on the line. Now, right before the show started, I asked the boys here, I said, dealer's choice, what kind of voice would you like? And Oscar mentioned, well, you were doing something, working on something the other day. And he mentioned it was Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I was working on my Bruce Springsteen.
Who is really a rougher version of Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett!
If you want to be Bruce Springsteen,
all you do is roughen it up like that.
Yeah.
Great to be around you. Yes, sir.
If Tony Bennett had abused his instrument, it would be this.
Yeah, you might know me. I'm a bit of a famous rocker, lady. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
So right now, Bruce Springsteen is going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah!
That's my favorite.
made my day.
Yes.
That's Hungry Heart.
Yeah, yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah!
Slightly off mic.
Butterball.
Oh, here we go.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
Good morning, Butterball Turkey Talk line. How may I help you today?
I think I've got a lot of questions that I'm going to need answered because...
I got a lot of answers.
Thank you, lady. This is the first time I've prepared a meal of Thanksgiving dinner for my friends and family. I got my whole crew mm-hmm. coming over, and I just don't have a
Wonderful.
Clue.
Wonderful.
I don't know where to begin. Oh!
Okay. Well, I can't help you with the whole meal, but I can help you with the turkey. Did you buy
I got a big
yet?
House. I got a big house, and I don't need the whole meal. I got friends bringing over. We're doing a potluck thing.
Oh, good. That makes it easier.
But I don't know how to cook a turkey, and I told them that I would.
Okay. So
first
did you
of all,
get a turkey yet?
No, because I was going to ask you what size I should get to make sure, because I got a bunch
are.
Of people. 35.
Tell me how many.
35. I got my guitar player, my sax player, my sax section.
Whoa.
I got, I'm a bit of a well-known rocker. I don't know. Where are you from?
We're near Chicago.
I'm a little further east. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
I might be referred to occasionally as the favorite son of New Jersey.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
Bruce.
Bruce. All right.
Do you like rock and roll, lady?
Some.
Okay. Yeah, but you might have heard some of my songs.
Okay. What is the name of the group?
Well, we're the E Street Band.
What street?
We're the E Street Band.
The E Street Band. Okay.
Now, Stevie, we got Nils. We used to have Clarence, God rest his soul. And he's not along anymore. He liked Candy the Ants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you might know some of my songs, but anyway, that's not why I called.
I probably do.
Yeah, so I just want
to
talk about the bird.
To talk to you.
I got 35 people coming over. Do I need one or two?
All right. Well, two. So two. Generally we say a pound per person. Okay. And that's without leftovers. If you want leftovers, it's more like a pound and a half a person.
Man, that's going to be like a 45-pound turkey for me.
Right, and we don't even make those, so that's out.
You make the turkeys? I thought God made the turkeys.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Just a little joke. I hope you don't mind my little joke. That's just a tiny little joke that I want to make. You know,
right.
I want a turkey with a hungry heart. There's another little clue as to who I am, because you really didn't seem to recognize who I was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get two turkeys at least.
I want a good bird. I don't care about tenderness. I just want a bird that was born to run.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're going to need to get two turkeys, and it's already Tuesday, so you're probably not going to want. Pardon me?
I can get anything I want. I got connections, man. I do.
Okay.
I got a farm. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, then you're going to need to get two fresh turkeys, not frozen turkeys.
Are there twins available?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Can turkeys have twins?
I doubt it, but I'm not really sure.
That's funny, lady. So two turkeys with 40 people, 35, 40 people. How big should the birds be?
About 20 pounds.
Can I buy 10 5-pound birds?
No.
All right.
No, they don't come that small.
So you want me to buy two 20-pound birds?
I think that is, you're going to have a better time finding that, yes.
Yeah, I had twins one time.
Okay, now that we've established that.
That was a late night,
baby. Now you want to know how to cook it?
Yeah, tell me about the feathers.
The feathers will be off the bird.
Thank God for that. Oh!
Right. Right, so you're just going to take it out of the plastic wrapping.
Okay, all right. Is it like a loaf of bread, or it's got one of those little twist ties?
No, it's going to be real tight around the turkey. You're going to have to take it out.
All right.
And then inside the cavity of the turkey is going to be a neck.
Oh, boy, that is nasty.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so you take that out.
What do you mean, the cavity? Like in its stomach?
The middle portion. Inside.
Where's the cavity located? I don't like to think it. You mean I got to do a body cavity search on a turkey?
Yes, you do. Sorry.
Oh, that's nasty stuff. What's in there?
So the neck will be in there.
The neck?
Okay. Yeah, the neck.
Why is the neck inside the turkey?
I can't answer that. That's the best place.
I don't know. I'm sorry I'm so ignorant when it comes to birds, but I just always thought the neck was on the outside.
Well, it is, but it's been taken off, and now it's inside the turkey.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Then you'll find in the neck.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were these turkeys born in the USA?
Yes, they were.
That's another one of my songs.
Okay.
Born in the USA.
There you go.
There I go. Oh! All right, so what do I do after I get in that nasty, nasty
okay, now
cavity.
Get the neck out. Okay, now, wait. You got to take one more thing out. In the neck part of the turkey, there's a little flap where the neck was.
Oh, boy, it gets nasty,
and
lady.
And you open up that flap, and and there's a little bag. And inside the bag, you'll find the heart and the gizzard and the liver. So
man,
you
oh
take
man.
That bag out.
That sounds like a massacre. Heart, liver, just, gizzard. Oh, boy, yeah. That's tough.
And it's
what
all
do I
in
do?
A bag. So you just take the bag out. Now, you can use the neck and the heart and the lizard and the if you want, you can. Some people put them in the dressing. Some people make gravy with them.
Whoa.
Or you can throw them away. Most people actually throw them away, but, you know, it's whatever you want to do with them. But you don't cook the turkey with those things in it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I thought when they get the guts out, they'd just throw those in the trash.
Yeah, no. That's a whole nother subject. Okay, so now that
what,
you have
trash?
That out, now
what's
you're
wrong
gonna,
with you?
Now you're going to put the turkey
what's wrong with you, lady?
In a pan
yeah.
big enough for the turkey.
How big a pan do I need for a 20-pound bird?
Well, it's going to be a turkey pan.
Is there a big enough pan for two turkeys?
No, you don't want to put them both in the same pan because you want to separate
Whoa.
Them to get air to flow around them because that's how they cook is with that air flowing around them.
I got a question for you. How about the turkeys with the necks? Do they both have the necks inside the cavity?
The neck. I'm not sure I understand your question.
I have a solid gold pan.
Okay.
Because I'm a rock star.
Okay, I'm
How you doing?
Lost.
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted. Little Stevie was coming through. He was in his boxers, man. You don't want to see that first thing in the morning, that's for sure. Oh, man. Just a T-shirt, some boxer briefs, and a bandana. That is not what I want to see before my morning coffee, lady. That's for sure. But anyway, so I take one turkey, put it inside my solid gold pan.
Okay, now, you don't want to put it on the bottom of the pan. You want it up on a rack.
Oh, boy, I've seen some racks in my day on my different tours.
Yeah. Well, that's and the reason sure. you want it up off the bottom of the pan, again, is so that air can get under it and cook the bottom of it.
I bet, but not those necks or that heart or gizzards, right, with those bags of balls or whatever they got in there. You got to get those out of the turkey and throw them in the trash can.
Oh! Yeah, you got rid of that. All right?
Yeah, lady,
are you
I'm
with
you.
Me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right, now what you're going to do is you're going to brush some oil on this all over the skin of the turkey.
What kind of oil? Motor oil?
No. Olive oil.
Olive oil. Yeah, I knew it. I was one step ahead of you.
Any oil. Yeah.
I was one step ahead of you. I said the motor, not oil.
Yes,
just joking.
You were. Yes,
I was just joking. Yeah. We love our turkey down on the Jersey Shore. We love it. Man, I love my turkey in Red Bank. Oh, that's good. All right, so I oil her up, take the bag of the cavity and put it in my gold pan and put it in the oven?
Yes, at 325 degrees.
325 degrees for how many hours?
Well, a 20-pound turkey is going to take somewhere around 3.5 to 4 hours. To cook in the oven.
Well, I got time. Thank God I didn't call you too late, right?
Right. That's right. As long as you can go find these fresh turkeys.
Hey, I just got to talk to my crew for 1 second. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to go 5 seconds. Can you hold on for me for a sec?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, boys, I need you to go out and get me some 20-pound turkeys. Do it right now. You want that Thanksgiving turkey? Yeah, man. All right, I'm back. How you doing?
Make sure they're fresh.
Oh, hold on. Hey, boys. Make sure those turkeys are super deluxe fresh. All right? Kill them yourselves if you have to. All right, I'm back, lady.
All right.
All right. Yeah, so you put it in the oven, let that turkey dance in the dark for a while, right?
You got it. Now, do you have a thermometer?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I woke up early this morning. I got a little bit of a fever.
A thermometer you can put into the turkey.
What? Oh, the turkey for a meat thermometer?
Yes.
All right. Will I have to cook during the night shift? Duh.
You're going to want the breast meat to get up to 170 and the thigh meat to get up to 180.
Thigh meat. All right. So how come they're two different temperatures? They don't all, that bird doesn't have one of those plastic things in it that pops?
Well, it doesn't.
Oh, no. So I got to pay attention myself?
Yeah, you got to do that yourself. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Hey, Max Weinberg, you're going to have to check the temperature on the turkey, baby. You hear what I'm saying? Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, so he's going to take the temperature on the turkey. You said the thigh's got to be what temperature?
180.
And what time? The breast meat, the white meat, that delicious white meat? 170.
170.
Should I use?
Yeah.
All right, 170. When it comes out of the oven, should I use an electric knife?
If you want, whatever you prefer, but don't carve it right away. Let it sit for about 15 minutes before you start carving it, and that'll make the juices set, so it'll slice better.
All right, that's great. That sounds like we're going to have a 10th Avenue freeze out. You know who I am now, right?
Absolutely.
I'm Bruce Springsteen. I just went ahead and told you. Have you heard my songs, lady? Come on.
Well, of course I have.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. I'm really excited. But in all my years on the road, I never turned out a turkey dinner for my mates. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's time that you did.
I think it's time. I used to have people. I used to have people make food for me. You know, and now I'm doing it all myself. I got a podcast with Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm doing a new cover, too. I'm going to branch out into some hip-hop music.
Are you?
Yeah. You know that song, My Neck, My Back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing that one. It's going with a Bruce Springsteen touch. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be great. Yeah, that's pretty good. My neck, my back. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, great. Baby, I tell you, we're having some fun now, aren't we? I love Thanksgiving. What a great holiday. The stuffing.
Thanksgiving is a great holiday. You're right. It's all about friends
potatoes.
And people and sharing the love.
Yeah, the love. I got a lot of love to give, baby. I really do.
There you go.
I love
there
that. It's fantastic. Okay. You know, man, it's really so great, man. I just love the fact that, you know, I love mashed potatoes and I just love people being around and eating green bean casserole. That warms my heart. That warms my heart, right? Little Stevie, I almost fired him out the band because he brought a lasagna in one year. Man, I said, you are way out of line, dude.
He must be Italian, huh?
No, I don't know what he is. Van Zandt. I think he wears wooden shoes or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, wow. I tell you.
Okay,
my glory days are behind me.
I need to get on to other people here, so I'm going to have to
cut
you
off. You are a super nice lady. I hope you go out and buy all my albums for your friends. Will you do that
there
for me?
There you go. You can just send them to me.
No way. That's how I make my money.
Right.
My front row seat for me, $5,000 to $8,000 right now, you know?
Yeah.
You're a good lady. Thank you. I hope you I hope you and yours have a fantastic holiday and a great Thanksgiving. And I hope Santa Claus brings you everything that you want for Christmas, because you know he's coming to town.
Okay, well, you've made my day. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you've made mine. God bless you and yours, lady.
Absolutely.
Take care, working on that Butterball Turkey Hotline.
There you go. Bye now.
Bye-bye. I wish I brought her up on stage.
Make her dance like Courtney Cox.
Bravo.
Oh, man. My God. My voice is going to be wrecked for the next 30
So great, though.
Thanks to Rob and Oscar, who were muting their microphones and sending me lines for the lady from the Butterball Turkey.
She didn't care that you had a solid gold pan. That landed on deaf ears.
He always does something a solid gold pan that only rockers have.
Because I'm a rock and roll star.
It's hard to get harder and harder to get through those every year.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.